This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now we're joined by one of our favourites from the Essendon Footy Club. It's Sam Draper.
Clive Waller is the crowd called Draper. Oh, big Sammy takes a strong mark in front of battle.
Draper's on. Oh, Draper with a hanger.
Drives it to the top of the square. Big Draper. Stuck out the one mid.
Had a couple of clangers on. Draper. Something from nothing. Brilliant effort. Essendon back in front.
Pat, it says on this bit of paper here, Sam Draper, Essendon Football Club star.
Yes.
And that's what he is. Big Drape, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Cult hero?
Yes.
You're still a cult hero out there. They love you, don't they?
Yeah, I know. Definitely feel the love from the fans.
Bloody, and there was plenty of them last week.
Yeah, got 50,000 at Marvel. It was great.
Weren't they up and about? Mm. That was a good win, Drapes.
Very good, yeah.
Ooh, we needed that.
Yeah, pretty flat after the week before, so... Yeah, boys stood up.
And it's a good game, this one, Friday night yes. footy. Adelaide, they had a very good win, so looking forward to it.
Mm.
Who's in the ruck there?
Big,
O'Brien.
O'Brien.
Big Rob.
O'Brien.
Yeah. But who goes, has Todd gone past you? Goldie gone past you? Or Drapes, do you say, Todd, mate, I've been here for a long time. I run the show.
Gone past him what?
Number one ruck.
Yeah, I don't know. We're... Yeah, sharing the mantle at the moment, but it's been good. I think it complements my game, being able to play a bit of forward and... Yeah, big Goldfingers, he's good.
He's going well.
The number one ruck duo in the comp. Draper, really? Goldstein. Yeah. Bloody oath they have.
He's been good, hasn't he, the old boys?
The old
he's 47, you know.
48.
48.
Doesn't look like he's covering any ground, but he actually is. He's sneaky.
He works hard, yeah. I played against him last year, and he was, still had it then. So, yeah, the big boy still got
now,
it.
Now, I ran into Drape. We were out in the middle of gather round, getting our act together,
yes.
And the big boy was out there. I said to him, this stage... is made for you.
Ooh, yes.
And he said, so much so that there are my parents, family, they all had the T-shirts on.
Yeah,
a bit of carry-ons, about 60 of Ranella's finest down there.
60?
Yeah.
How do you get 60 tickets? How do you actually get 60 tickets?
I got all the boys to look after me, and they sent me theirs.
Ranella?
Yeah.
Is that the Adelaide joint?
Yeah, Wineflies, my local team.
The Adelaide joint.
Well, actually, I had Ranella.
I've got something about that. Yeah. They tried to get Bill down, but it was too expensive.
Oh.
Fat.
Well, what are you charging? I don't charge.
All of this sentiment about you going back to help local clubs, why wouldn't you go back to Ranella?
Tell them to ring it. Well, I never heard of the bloody joint.
You went to Central District, but
exactly.
You didn't go to Ranella.
Oh, geez. And you went up north.
Yeah.
Tundala or something. Well, I'm too scared to say it. We're up in the Barossa, I went out there too. That's nice.
That's not bad.
Tundala.
I reckon they've got
another go at that.
Tundala? They got a game out there next
Tundunda.
Year. Hey, it was that's it.
Tundala, he's called.
Tundala's beautiful.
Yeah, Tundala's good.
They reckon they got a game out there next year.
Yeah.
Mm. How good was that, by the way? You must be proud of your hometown.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, the boys hang a bit of grief on me about Adelaide, saying it's boring and stuff. But yeah, it's good that they put on a show each year, and yeah, I'm stoked about it.
The logistics, just so easy to get to places and all that. Do you get out the casino or somewhere?
Yeah, because everything's so close in Adelaide, is that what you're saying?
That's what we like. The accommodation, the grounds there.
Yep.
It's really good.
Hindley Street, get down there.
Oh, I tripped over.
Lee Street just off. It's good in there.
Mm.
Some beautiful restaurants and bars.
Depends what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one place he asked is the casino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as if Drapes is going to the casino.
I imagine
the most recognisable footballer in the comp. You ain't walking into the cast.
They've all got the same haircut.
Yeah.
Haven't they? They all look like Roo with a goatee in them. Oh. Anyway, how you going?
Oh, how you going?
Are you well? Yes, how is the body? Because what happened to Drapes last year? I'll have a look in the best and fairest. Mm-hmm. You missed the last 11 games.
Mm.
Geez, that's a nightmare, isn't it? When you've got a groin and you can't, you don't know how bad it is, but you just can't ping. So
yeah.
Nothing worse.
No, it was, pretty average feeling. Felt like I was going really well at the start of the year. And then, got a little niggle, and then it probably got a bit worse from there. But, I hate watching, so it was pretty hard.
So how do you rehab that?
Oh,
because you've got, it's very hard to have any movement at all if you have groin issues.
Yeah, so it wasn't just the groin, it was hips and ab, everything as well. So just getting that whole area strong. But, we tried going down the that approach, but needed to have surgery in the end. So I'm glad I did have the surgery just so I can get that certainty. And, I'm feeling much better now.
And after you had the surgery, how long until you were properly up and about?
Oh, a while. It took yeah, had end of September and, yeah, played my first game, yeah, 6 weeks ago. So,
bloody hell.
Yeah, it took a while. It was pretty invasive.
Yeah, would have been.
Also, the On the Grinder. One of your favourite apps.
What's that?
No, do you still do the Grinder?
Oh, the thing with the water.
Yeah, and all that. Indoors. Nothing worse than all that, is it?
Yeah. No, I don't mind it. You've got to tell yourself that you enjoy it and then it makes it a bit easier.
Right. How's it going out there at the new footy
which it isn't
quarters?
It's about five years old.
The hangar.
That's not, what are you new, not new.
The hangar out there.
They've been at the hangar for how long?
Oh, yeah, about 10 plus years.
10 plus years.
10 years old? Yeah. That's quite new. How's it all going out there? Do we love it?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's got lots of space there, which is great. Western United have just left, which has left us some more space, which is good.
They take over.
Yeah, they taked over a couple years ago, but now they're gone now.
They've got a new ground.
They're out in Tarnate, Bill.
Yes. That's nice out there.
Yeah, and we spent some time out there.
Honestly. You can imagine.
We went to a pub out there, me and Drapes.
Yes.
In Tarnate.
Yes. It's a good pub, actually. Yeah. What's it called, Drapes?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you should know that. Come on, it's a good pub.
Imagine Drape heading back to some of the youngsters at Essendon going, I've just been to this radio station where this old bald bloke called it Tundala.
Yep.
And then said, hey, enjoying the new facility.
Which is 10 years old.
More than 10. Drapes, can you stick around?
Do you
want to find out about the tradie beer next?
Absolutely.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I need to distance my brand from your brand.
Your brand.
Seriously.
From the Essendon Footy Club, one of our all-time favourites, Sam Draper has stuck around. The Bombers take on Adelaide in Adelaide on Friday night. Then they host Collingwood in the traditional Anzac Day match at the MCG next week, JB.
That is going to be superb. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I see the mural at Windy Hill.
Yes.
And Izzy out the front, your beautiful better half, just giving it the two birds.
Yeah. What's going on there?
Yeah, she's not a fan of me.
And you've got your tradie beer undies on, I see.
Mm, yeah.
That was nice placement there.
Yeah, it's not bad. Have you tried the beer, Bill?
I can't say I have. Oh, that hotel was Hotel 520, by the way, Sayers Road that we went to.
Yeah.
So the tradie beer, but it's not just the beer, is it? It's undies and everything, or is it just the beer for you?
Well, just beer at the moment.
Because it used to be the Honey Badger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did the undies.
Yeah, he did the undies, yeah. I think he still does.
I think Drape's got Honey Badger covered.
Yeah. Both got hair.
Yeah, exactly. I would have said. Now, so we look after Adelaide Friday night, but then the big one.
Oh, yeah.
And that is going to be enormous, but you get a very short turnaround. How many days?
Six.
Well, that's not so bad. You can cop worse than that.
I think they're coming for five, I think.
Righto. So, tell us about that. You get out there on Anzac Day, 95 plus thousand in the house. The silence, the incredible work that we do to recognise the Anzacs. How does that feel as a player?
Yeah, it doesn't get much better, to be honest. Like, it's one of those ones when I was watching, when I wasn't playing, I was like, I just want to be out there. But yeah, it's just dead silent looking around and the last post is on and I'm getting goosebumps now thinking about it. But it's just like, yeah, such an amazing feeling.
And are you more, when the ball's then bounced, are you more hyped? Are you like, right, let me at this?
I think so. I think I like the big moments, I reckon. So I feel like I get pretty pumped up for it, but haven't won one yet. So this year, hopefully, get the win.
What's the club doing? Anything? You go to the Shrine or?
Yeah, we have a tradition that all the first year players go to the Shrine. With the late Jack Jones, they used to take him there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we also get some guests in during the week. Last year we had some past players that served in various wars and stuff, so that was pretty cool. So, yeah, the club make a really big effort to really appreciate that.
Great. Well done. Hey, Xavier Dersma, playing good footy. Do you like the bow and arrow? You a fan of that?
Yeah, he did the bow and arrow into the John Cena, which is pretty cool. You know that
one? Is that one?
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was, but someone told me. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
John's! Is that him?
That's him.
Have you got it, Rebs?
Yeah, I'll be able to get it.
Have you got it? Goal of the year, you got that too?
Yeah.
Because Drape said, oh, can you play that while I'm in?
As Draper runs out of the middle, handball to Guelphy. Outside of the right. Goal of the year! Kidding me! It's home!
Oh, my God!
It could be goal of the year from Sam Draper.
Only Triple M could call a goal like that. We actually
You don't know what's going on.
Who was called?
There's your John Cena, Bill.
There he is. Hold on. Now tell us, Sam Draper, about your podcast too.
Yes, 200 Plus it's called. It's a podcast by the Rucks, for the Rucks, and it's, stuff that no one really wants to hear, but we say it anyway.
Why would it be called 200 Plus, Bill?
because they're 200 plus centimetres.
Oh, rare insight from you. Yeah.
So who you got on there?
Yeah, we got Nick Butler and Charlie Conlon. He's come on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But Nick Butler, he's is a bit of the jury's
Channel
out.
10?
He's 198 centimetres, but with his RM Williams on, he's 200.
And do you interview Ruckman? So who have you had?
Yeah, we got a few on. Who we had? Andrew Phillips, my old teammate, he's come on. Big Goldie's come on. Who else has come on? Put me on the spot here. We're looking to get Mark Jamer.
The big Russian.
He has some stories.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But yeah, it's good. It's not really serious. It's talking a lot of crap.
I wouldn't have thought so. I didn't think it'd be
Drake,
too
when you're driving to the ground as an opposing ruckman, do you think, oh, this is going to be a tough day?
Ooh. I reckon Gorney, he's still the complete ruckman, I reckon, in the comp. Still the most dominant, for sure.
And but quiet on the ground? So what's he like, big Gorn?
No, he's pretty quiet.
Yep.
Yeah, he doesn't speak too much. Someone did speak a lot with Shane Mumford.
Mummy.
He'd be yapping.
What about big Witsy up there in the Suns? Does he say much?
Nah, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Big boy?
Yeah, don't speak much.
Who was Mummy? He wasn't coming after you. There would have been respect, but it would have been a couple of the little midfielders that Mum wanted to land on.
I played with him in my second ever game, and that was like, I've only been scared once in a game, and it was that one. But I learned his tactics early. It was, accidentally fall on the midfielders and leave me alone.
Bill, he's a bit clumsy. Used to say it.
Oh, I know.
After I finish with you, I'm coming after you. And just land on him.
Yeah, he was very clumsy, wasn't he?
Mitch Duncan just ran into him. He had no idea what was going on.
What else off the field for you, Drape?
Off the field, I live down in St Kilda. Enjoy the lifestyle down there. It's good. Got a little bulldog.
Oh, yeah.
Hang out with my girlfriend, Izzy. That doesn't like me.
Yeah, that's a decent hike. St Kilda to
Bomberland. Half an hour, it's not too bad.
I'll be going against the traffic.
Against the traffic, yeah. You can't really live around Tullamarine.
Well, you can. Well,
if you're a pilot or something, it'd be right.
You can, but you probably wouldn't.
No.
I reckon like the castle building. The plane's just flying over your house all
cheap
the time.
Land.
And how's the coach? Great friend of ours.
Scotty.
Scotty's a beauty. How's he going?
Yeah, he's good. Pretty serious, as we were talking about before, but no, he's good. Good man. He probably didn't change too much coming in his first year. Just want to see what was what. And then over this off-season, made some big changes, and we're starting to see them come out.
Well, you're defending more. Not only defending more, but in a way that's working for the whole 18 on the ground.
Yeah, that's still an area in the game we look to improve on. That's probably something that we're still not ranking very well. But as far as everything else, stoppages and pressure and everything like that, we're doing really well. But yeah, the team defense is the one.
Had a red wine with him yet?
No.
He likes a red.
Oh, he does enjoy him. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way, and not illegal last time I checked. Oh. Drape, you are a bloody superstar.
You are.
So get stuck into the podcast, the Tradie Beer. We'll be looking forward to seeing you in Adelaide on Friday night.
Thanks, boys.
See you, Sam.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.